It's time, Corp, for Community Matters, brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems. Joined now by Mary Prohaska and Ingrid McMillan. They are with Solomon Valley Hospice to share with us an event that is coming up here very, very soon. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
You guys said the last time you were here, it was snowing. It was snowing.
It was. Yeah. It was not in May.
Oh, okay. Well, that was like 2 weeks ago, wasn't it?
Right.
When it was snowing, so it seems.
Right.
You guys have the silent auction coming up, doing a little bit differently this year. Of course, everything changed with COVID last year, so you guys are adjusting on the fly. So explain what's going on.
Well, this year we are doing a virtual auction. Our items are going to be online through Hanson Auction, and you're just going to bid online.
Okay.
Register, bid.
Mm-hmm.
Check out our items. Bidding starts on May 17th at 8 in the morning, and then it'll end May 22nd at 9 p.m.
Okay, what are some of the items? Where are some of the items that are on? And is there a way for people still to get you stuff if you haven't put everything together? Like, I'm sure you put most of it together, but you would still accept some donations, right?
Sure.
Yeah. You can go step up that mic so they can hear you.
Hey.
Hey, hello, microphone.
Can you hear me?
My name's Ingrid. Nice to meet you.
Most of the items we do have already. Hanson's are coming today to take some pictures. And starting tomorrow, the items will start to be available online to view.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, I'm sure if donations continue to pour in, we'd be happy to have Hanson's come back and take more pictures and add them. So
mm-hmm.
We have, as we've had every year in the past so far that we've had our auction, we have had a KU autographed basketball.
You say it as if it's a bad thing or something.
I know. I was looking at you because
I know
that might have been an item you did or didn't bid on 1 year.
Oh yeah, I remember. I remember. I bid on that. Yeah. I remember many times I bid on stuff and didn't get anything. So yeah, I remember those things.
Anyway, they tell us that this is going to be the last year they're going to have that available for charity auctions. So.
Oh, look at her selling me. I see how this is working. Yeah.
That's just
okay.
What we were told.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So big year, better get there and
get
there online
get there.
On your computer.
Yeah. Get there to your computer, phone, whatever it might be.
So that's one that might be a last chance item.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of gift certificates. We also have a lot of neat little gift baskets, like salon products, pedicure type stuff, pictures and
cornhole.
Oh, we have an awesome cornhole set that for all of you outside gamers. I mean, there's
that's good body language by Mary with the cornhole. I thought you were talking about bowling. I should have lost that
one. I'm trying to think of what is that called again.
I wasn't sure where she was going.
Throwing the bean bags.
Like, you have a bowling alley? What? Oh, tossing bean bags. All right. Yeah, I gotcha. I gotcha.
Yeah.
So you got lots of items that are going to be available for bid online there. HansonOnlineAuction.com. The website, so you start bidding on May the 17th, which would be, what, Monday, right?
Yes.
That you can start bidding on that, and it closes the bidding at 9 o'clock on the 22nd. So where'd all the proceeds go from? What's the reason why you're doing all this work and collecting items for people to bid on?
Well, our proceeds go to caring for our terminally ill patients that we serve in our surrounding counties.
Mm-hmm. So what would be some of those items that you usually, like from previous years, some of the things that you've been able to purchase or put money towards to help you through the auction in the past? Because obviously it's a big fundraiser for you guys.
Yes. So since we are a nonprofit hospice, we don't charge any of our patients anything to cover products or services that aren't covered by insurance.
Mm-hmm.
We bill Medicare, private insurance, and Medicaid for regular routine services, but it doesn't even come close to really covering the cost of what it takes to take care of a patient.
Mm-hmm.
So in addition to just the care, we also have been able to buy things like air mattresses and commodes and just any kind of DME things that we can have on hand to help make people more comfortable in their own home and to try to keep patients home longer if that's their wish.
Sure.
And then of course any other supplies that they may need.
Mm-hmm.
So. Yep.
How many years have you guys been doing this now? It's been a little while, hasn't it?
The auction?
Yeah.
2013, I think, was the first year. So
yeah.
Here we are, 2021. So
yeah, and then the wine tasting thing, obviously, that was a problem last year. Not for you. I mean, because of COVID-19, that was had to be, what are you guys going to do with that in the future?
Well, we're hoping as things open up, maybe we'll still be able to forward doing that again. Although doing them separate might be nice because it's only one thing to focus on at a time. And if you want to sit at home
just focus on the wine.
Right. Sit at home and drink wine while you're bidding. You're more than welcome to do that. Right.
Yeah, absolutely. You drink whatever you want while you're bidding and just don't get behind the wheel, please. You know, be responsible, but then pull out that credit card and bid on as much stuff as you possibly can, right?
Luckily, last year we were able to have our wine tasting silent auction before COVID came around.
That's right. It was before that, right? Yep. Yeah. You lucked out in that situation because events got kiboshed as soon as
that's
March 13th.
Why we do things when it's cold and snowy.
Is that why? Yeah. Okay. I see where you're going with that. Let's see. Cash and check are the preferred method of payment. So how does that work? If somebody wins an item, then do they just need to come to the office, or how do they settle up and get their item and all that?
So, they can also use credit card have to register through Hanson's with a credit card, but preferred is cash, check.
Sure.
You would go and pay Hanson's, and then the item would be picked up at our office.
Okay. Mary Praska, Ingrid McMillan, our guest today, Solon Valley Hospice, their virtual silent auction coming up. The bidding starts online May 17th, which will be Monday, and then the bidding will end at the end of the week there on Saturday evening at 9 o'clock. So are you – this is interesting because how many people are you dealing with maybe in regards to on a yearly basis? Do you keep track of how many people you work with are terminally ill? And is there – with COVID happening and we've heard all these stories about people being cooped up and locked down and there's the lack of social interaction, have you guys seen an influx of more and more people that you're working with? Or how has that affected you guys, this whole pandemic?
Yeah, we've stayed pretty patient, our patients.
You have to be patient, yes.
We've stayed patient.
Yes.
And we've stayed steady with patients.
Yeah.
We have taken care of some COVID patients, but, we just tackle it as it happens. And
and we have actually been a little busier this last year, but not directly COVID-related. I mean, we haven't had a lot of COVID patients, but... just a lot of people kind of failing. And I don't know if being cooped up in the depression, seems to make things worse. And sometimes when they get more family around, they kind of perk up a little more. And it's that whole quality of life thing. We're not like just there the last, hopefully, ideally, we're not just there the last two weeks. We're there for a longer period of time to help them have more quality longer instead of just, being in pain and uncomfortable and not being able to live while you're facing those last days.
Well, in some cases, I would think that, and correct me if I'm wrong, but when there was those rules and you can't visit and do that, you might have been the one connection to the outside world for some people, right? Because of different rules and, and trying to protect people left and right.
Yep.
Yeah.
We were allowed in nursing homes to provide care and everything. We just followed their policies and procedures for COVID, and we gowned up, masked up, gloved up, just followed everything that we were supposed to do and provided cares that were needed.
Okay. And then also online, there's a donation tab.
Yes.
Okay.
Hanson's will, if you don't see any items that you find that you want to bid on,
Somebody outbids you on everything you want.
Yes.
And you still would like to donate to the cause.
Yes. There is a donation tab that they will have on there for it.
Okay.
For
excellent.
A donation.
Excellent. I just remember the one year at the auction, Julie was my nemesis for about an hour, and it was, so now if I bid online, I'll be like, watching. Julie. No, but I don't know who it is because I can't see them, so they can hide when they bid.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure everybody will just use their
real name. You bet.
Real name.
You bet. No, 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 no handles whatsoever. You bet. Yeah, nothing like that.
Yeah, just don't jump to conclusions.
Yeah, right.
Start blaming the wrong people.
Yeah, yeah. For all I know, it's in my own house. My kids bidding against me using my credit card. Yeah, something. That's probably how that would work, to be quite honest with you. Okay, so once again, HansonOnlineAuction.com is a chance to view the auction items, which they're not available to view quite yet, but they will be here very soon, right?
Yes, tomorrow.
Tomorrow. So tomorrow you can go online, HansonOnlineAuction.com, to view the items and write down what you want to bid on, have an idea what you're interested in, and then the actual bidding starts on Monday, May 17th, and the bidding ends on Saturday, May 22nd. At 9 p.m. Once again, it's an online fundraiser, so I'm about hospice, and all proceeds go towards caring for our terminally ill patients that they serve here across the area. Lots of great items for you to bid on. And remember, when you're bidding on these items, not only are you bidding on these items and getting things that you may want, that's the selfish part, but the unselfish part is that the money is going to a great organization, a great cause of Solomon Valley Hospice. And once again, as I say every single time that you guys are on with us, I commend you guys for everything that you do. I mean, I couldn't do what you guys do. There's no doubt about it. And it's so great that we have loving, caring people like you guys at Solomon Valley Hospice to help those in those final days. And we've, of course, done testimonials that we've had on the air the last, you know, I don't know how many years. And every time I sit down with somebody, every story is different, just like you guys I know deal mm-hmm. with. So that gives me an inside look into what you guys do. And every story is different, but the story is also very similar from the standpoint that they always have such great things to say about how you guys work with their loved ones in their final weeks, days, months, or whatever the case may be. So, I mean, I can't say anything more than you guys do a wonderful job.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Anything else you want to add that we left out? Did we cover everything?
I think.
Well, we didn't bring everybody with us this morning.
Yeah, it's a little bit quieter than normal.
It is a little quieter than normal.
No donuts or anything.
Oh, man. I tell you what.
He wasn't even going
to I wasn't even thinking about it. No, I've tried to eat a little healthier here and there, but I would have ate a donut. I guarantee you that.
Staff. I mean, we work well together, and everybody just is incredibly caring, and
yeah,
I just can't say enough for the nurses and our home health aide and all that they
everybody.
So
absolutely takes a village, right?
Even though they're not here in person, they're with us in heart.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, folks, well, get online, check out the items beginning tomorrow, HansonOnlineAuction.com. bidding starts Monday. And it ends at 9 o'clock on Saturday. That's when you really want to make sure you're checking to see if you're going to get that last bid.
You don't get that warning. You don't get the 5-minute warning.
Yeah.
You just got to be on top of it.
Yeah. There's no mad dash to, you know, elbow people out of the way, go into a table because it's virtually online. So apparently it's a safer event is what we're trying to say.
Probably is.
Yeah. Sounds good. 8:02 is our time on a Wednesday. Community Matters brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems there in Beloit.